Hello and welcome to the second part of our special podcast, which is dedicated to dealing with the challenges of the current corona crisis. In part one, we had already talked about feelings of fear and anxiety, about possible self-help by implementing daily routines and maintaining social contact, as well as by protecting yourself from emotional contagion. Today, I would like to take a closer and more differentiated look, first at our reactions to the current challenges, and second on the challenges that come along with maintaining good social relationships these days. It hasn't become easier. So, what exactly is it that you notice about yourself? Many of us are experiencing ourselves in an unknown way. Let us assume that the human personality is not necessarily something that is totally consistent and coherent, that we do not necessarily hold one opinion on one subject and feel one kind of feeling. Instead, we oftentimes have several souls beating in our chest. I wonder, would you have expected that from yourself, that you react like this in such a situation? Well, you probably haven't spent days thinking about how would I react to a global pandemic, in particular if I were stuck in a foreign country. It's more than awkward. Sure. Still, I suggest that you may be surprised, even though you didn't expect much from yourself. Many people say that it's a bit like in a movie or in a dream, that they kind of wait to wake up, but they don't. However, in this surreality, I assume that, like most of us, you may feel that you have different inner parts. You may realize that there are sides of you that you hardly dare to express in a conversation with others. Maybe you discover some parts which are rather rational and pragmatic, hands-on mentality. Others that can even find positive things in what is happening. Still, there will be voices that are much more anxious. You may even feel ashamed of them, or you may get angry at yourself, or at the world around you. You may notice strong mood swings in yourself, over the day or over the days. So when you realize that there are these several sides within you, remember, all these feelings are true. They are there, and we should allow ourselves to feel them. A muzzle does not necessarily help. In order to shed a little light on this variety of very different, maybe even contradictory thoughts and feelings, you may want to use picturing techniques. You may want to draw yourself a mind map or just, write them down. Journaling can be very helpful in situations of high stress. Use your continuous flow of consciousness and write, whether by hand or on the computer, what's in your mind. And this may well help you sort your thoughts and feelings. Don't judge yourself. Don't censor. Just let go of the words. And if you read them afterwards, it can be very insightful in order to detect those different, maybe hidden souls that are beating in your chest with regard to the current situations. You may even find that you're dealing with many things much better than you would have thought when reflecting upon yourself. Also, you may ask yourself not only how you actually deal with this, but how you would like to deal with it. Sometimes it is helpful to take a short trip into the future and to think, okay, and this is for sure, at some point, the corona pandemic will be over. We don't know when, but one day it will be over, or at much under control that it is not a big issue anymore. Hopefully, you will still be well then. Hopefully, all the people who are dear to you will be well too. Normality returns. We somehow live our lives again, perhaps a little differently. And then imagine that you will take a look back. Maybe one day you will have children or grandchildren, and they will actually ask you, say, what was it like with Corona back then in 2020? You were there. This is clearly a significant historical event we are experiencing right now. So what would you like to be able to tell the world truthfully? Who will you like to have been? It's an interesting question. Give it time. And perhaps you should also consider, what can you actually do today, tomorrow, next week, to become a bit more of the person, that person you would like to have been, when telling your children and grandchildren in the future about these times? All in all, I would say that this is a serious and very good opportunity for self-reflection. If you decide to start or to keep a diary where you write down your thoughts without any inner judgment or censorship put upon it, this can not only help you sort your feelings and thoughts, it can also become a very, very interesting autobiographical document. It can be interesting to look back on it later. Also, if you integrate it in your daily routine, it will give you support and structure. You can dedicate a particular fixed time of the day, ideally every day, or if that's too much, every second or third day, where you write your diary and keep track of what you've been done, of what you plan to do. And also answer questions like, how am I actually feeling right now? What is going through my head? What have I done today? Whom do I experience as supportive? With whom is interaction actually, well, maybe difficult and not doing me too good? Maybe you can tell your diary things that you can't or would not like to talk about with anyone else. And that can take the edge off. You may also want to integrate a classic mindfulness exercise into that diary. Look after 3 positive things each day. This can be very tiny, very small joys. Something you found delight in. May it be a blossoming tree, or a happy child playing in the park, or a delicious meal you prepared for yourself and shared with your friends when you met for an online dinner appointment, or a nice interaction you had on the phone with someone you hadn't talked to for a longer time. Write down whatever put a smile on your face, or warmed your heart today, or somehow made you laugh. The idea is less to get into whatever kind of competition here. The trick is that you will go through the day with a different set of eyes, and it works. Just try it. And if 3 things are too much, make it 1. That's fine as well. And again, maybe you will be surprised what it is that you write down. And in fact, just the same as you can surprise yourself, you can be surprised by others. You probably wouldn't have thought much before on how your colleague or fellow student or your sister may behave in the event of a global pandemic. But still, you may be surprised, and you may be impressed by how constructive and committed the person is in making all digital resources available to your work group or in helping everyone to get things organized quickly. You may be surprised also at how strongly someone else withdraw whom you meant to be close to you, how calm person A is and how excited person B, or vice versa. And some of these surprises we may like, some we may like less. Some people show their great sides in extreme situations and others reveal their ugly face. We can observe this in many places, in private and public life at the moment. Now, let's imagine each and every one of us carries such an inner diversity within us, the many, many faces of feelings and thoughts that pull and push us into different directions. So many people go through an emotional roller coaster ride. And these different dynamics collide in social context. And it may be that the day before yesterday, you felt very, very close to someone and thought, oh, at least someone understands me. There's at least someone who thinks the same way I do. How nice. And then you meet this person again, and he or she is standing completely somewhere else than you are right now. So it might not be possible to create a positive resonance in another moment. You can't reconnect well, and you can't find a common wavelength. And this can be, well, maybe even scary, at least disappointing, as we all need social contacts these days. We are social beings. Friendships, family relationships, neighborhood are more important than ever. This is why the distancing issue is so painful to us, because we need closeness. But when it comes to conflict, this is an additional burden, and conflict may arise if you don't resonate because you are at a different stage in the roller coaster ride. You are sitting in one car, further in front or further back, and someone else is in a loop, and the loop is exuberant, and he's enjoying the endorphins. Or a third person might be speeding up and not be able to breathe at all. So we are in different places, so to say. And if you meet again at another time, you might be able to get in touch again. It is for the moment that the coping strategies diverge, that feelings diverge. It's all for the moment. So accept that the coping strategies of the other person is different from yours in this very moment, but you may get in good contact again later. Don't generalize it. Look how differently you felt, how differently you thought or acted over the day and over the week. Do you admit this difference to others? And you have to see when they can meet, two points where it fits well again. Maybe you have people around you who are beginning to think that conspiracy theories are very plausible. Unfortunately, this is not helpful, although it is helpful for our information processing, as it may even give us back a little bit of a feeling of control if we believe that, I don't know, some alien powers, the Illuminati, some corporation, some politician, hostile powers actually have set us up to this. This is still somehow more tangible for us because it could be controlled in principle than a virus, who is just happening. Maybe people do get into thoughts or do develop coping strategies in the current situation that are stressful to you. Others may have redecorated their entire apartment and made up some great study materials and got into an hyperactive mode of perfectionism to keep themselves busy. And in general principle, this is obviously great because it's very productive and it's a totally acceptable way to distract yourself. However, it may put additional pressure on others who hardly manage to get out of the bed, which can also be okay. But if these two people meet, they will have severe difficulty to connect, despite the fact that connecting is probably what both of them need most. Be patient with each other. Pay attention. Look with love and kindness that the others are doing the best they can. Take care of each other. We all need someone who is interested in how we are doing these days. And if one day it doesn't fit, get back to each other another day. Maybe you have people in your environment who are a bit more affected than others, who may have a previous illness, or are more susceptible to psychological experiences and fears, who have an unstable mental health. These people need special attention. And when you reach the limits with private and social support you can provide, it is time to look for competent professional support. Many of us also lack the physical closeness, personal contact, hugging, tenderness, and so on. Even the best video call cannot be a substitute for that. Some people are in a long-distance relationship and they don't know when they can meet again in person, as maybe borders are involved. Make yourself available for the social contacts that are important to you. Establish fixed times for those calls, for those meetings. As I said already in the first part of this podcast, this not only creates another structural element to your day or week routine, but you also have something to rely on and to look forward to. And this matters, and it does make a difference. This is especially true for those who live alone. Here, then, there, Wednesday, 5 o'clock, Tuesday morning, I have my fixed dates. I will talk to whomever. It's not just elder people who are in isolation. Remember, dealing with a crisis is about physical distancing, not about social distancing. If you realize that you really struggle and are maybe on the edge to a somewhat more severe mental issue, that you recognize you're developing symptoms of depression, that you start to abuse substances, or people close to you do so, and you feel overwhelmed by supporting them with whatever you can do as a friend. There's a whole range of therapeutic offers. There's telephone counseling, crisis intervention, helplines, hotlines. In German, in English, it's free of charge and it's available to everybody. Please, if you feel a need for it, don't hesitate to seek support and assist those in need to find support. Take good care of yourself. Take care of the others. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your relationships. All the best wishes. Stay healthy.